Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
I can declare to the church today, the greatest days of the church are ahead of us. They are not behind us. We need to quit lamenting that it's not how it used to be and start saying God has a promise to how it's going to be. That the end will be greater than the beginning. That I'm not going to go out with a whimper. I'm going to go out with a shout. That I'm not going to go out falling down, but a just man rises up and I'm going to leave with victory with my head held high. So a new year does not equate a new you. For us to have a new experience this year, we've got to have more of Jesus than we have ever had. And when I say more of Jesus, it is a term that every one of us can use. If you just received Christ 3 days ago, you need more of Jesus. If you received Christ 3 decades ago, you need more of Jesus. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, you need more of Jesus. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost for 30 years, you still need more of Jesus. If I'm going to do more, I have to have more. If I'm going to become more, I have to have more. So in my time of prayer, God began to drop this word, expand. And that word expand actually is where we get our word expansion from. Expansion projects, meaning adding to what is already there. Here we are 43, almost 44 years into the history of this church, and we are not resting on our haunches. We are not leaning back on our laurels. We are advancing, and we are picking up speed and steam. It's full steam ahead for Living Way. We're not going back to what we used to be. We are who we need to be for this moment, and we will become what God has called us to be for the next moment. It's time that we expand. Our expectation this year is to expand the church, expand this ministry, expand our reach and our footprint into our city and our community. Let's face it, there are many people in San Antonio that are not going to come to Living Way Church. Number one, they don't want to get up at 9 a.m. They're still hung over at 11 a.m. So we cannot get them to come to Living Way to get Jesus. So in 2019, we're going to take Jesus out of Living Way and we're going to take it to them. Not just on your jobs, not just at family reunions, but we are going to make a concerted effort to get Jesus and the power that we demonstrated during worship. What happened during worship is not going to be confined to the campus at Living Way. We want that to break out all over this city, all over this county, and all over this region. It's very quick. For us, as we believe in the prosperity and the abundance of God, when we talk about to expand, it's very quick for us to talk about bigger bank accounts, bigger houses, and new cars. But I want to go beyond that. All of that is superficial. You can't take any of that with you. But when we make it more about Jesus than about things, he said, I will make sure that I add everything that you need. I will give you the hearts, your heart's desires, but first you have to make it about me. If we will purpose in our heart, church, to expand Jesus in our life in 2019, your wildest dreams will come true. Vision will not just be something you've written on a piece of paper or the tablet of your heart. Vision will be manifested. Things you prayed about, things you fasted about, things that you've laid on this altar repeatedly, God is going to bring to pass. Not when you get a bigger bank account, but when you get a bigger Jesus. When you expand Jesus in your life and make him greater, he will expand in your life. When we expand Jesus in our lives, he expands us to be. He expands us to be who he is. He expands who he is in our lives, which enables us to be who he has called us to be, to do what he has called us to do, and to have what he has called us to have. Those three things. To be the person that God created you to be. To do what God created you to do. I'm appreciative of your job at Walmart, but that's not what you were created to do. I'm glad that you have a job at USAA, but that's not what you were created to do. I'm glad that you have a great future in sports and on the baseball diamond or on the football field, but that's not what you were created to do. Never confuse what you do with what you were created to do. And God said, when you let me expand in your life and you make me greater in your life, I'm going to cause you to be what I literally created you to be from the beginning of time. Not only will you be what he's created you to be, you will do what you are called to do. Some of us need to get a bigger dream on what we are to do. Some of us have gotten so finite, and it has to be this way, and this is all God can do to me. I wasn't born on the right side of the tracks. I'm in the wrong generation. I'm the wrong gender, age, or color. None of that matters to God. When you begin to expand Jesus in your life, he will cause you to do what you were created to do. You say, I've got vision, but I don't have provision. When you get the vision, provision's going to follow. So many of us are waiting on provision for the vision. God always gives you a vision that you can't do by yourself, and you've got to lean on, you've got to lean into Jesus to get the job done. When we expand Jesus in our lives, he expands who he is in our lives so that we can have what he has called us to have. Many preachers won't tell you this. God wants you to be blessed. God doesn't want you running from your job to the bank every other Friday to cover checks that you've written the last 7 days. You are too valuable to be a mule for the enemy. You are too valuable to be a beast of burden for the adversary. And the devil has had the church running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And we can't make time for church, and we can't make time for ministry, and we can't make time to serve because we are running around trying to make ends meet. I'm here to tell you, when you get Jesus expanded in your life, you're not running around to make your needs met. You are running around to make sure that everything that Jesus has called you to do gets done. Call you to have. Expanding in your life will cause you to have what he's called you to have. Let's talk about this expanse. John 10:10. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life, and life in abundance. That first life, as you've heard me say many times, is eternal life. It's the most important life that you will ever have. If you've stepped into this building today and you don't know Jesus, before you leave, I would come down right this moment and receive Christ. This world is shaking, this world is quaking, and I'm here to tell you, if I didn't know Jesus, I'd be afraid. But for those of us that have believed and have received, we don't mind the shaking because we can live in the shaking without being shaken. Come to give you life, and life in abundance. God wants to give you more than you need. It is God's desire, joy unspeakable, more joy, more happiness than you can get from anywhere else. It's joy unspeakable, more than we need. He gives us peace that passes all understanding. That's more peace than we physically need. And he said, I am a God that will not just meet your need. I am a God that is more than enough. I'm not just going to feed the 5,000. I'm going to make sure that there's 12 baskets of fragments to send home with that little boy. I'm talking to somebody today that God is wanting to expand in your life, but before he can expand for you, he has to expand in you. Expand means to increase in extent, in size, in volume, in scope. You've heard Bishop talk about one of the national speakers used to end her broadcast every week saying that Jesus would grow in you, or that Jesus would be formed greater in you and become bigger. And that doesn't sound right, because Jesus is as big as he's always been. Jesus can't get any bigger than, he can't get any bigger in a universal way, but he can get bigger in your life. He can get bigger in my life. We can cut off the TV for 30 minutes earlier than we normally would. We cannot give place to gossip, strife, and division. We can make sure that we're here every Sunday when the doors are open. We can find out of one of the 25 ministries, one to serve in, one to share our gifts with the community and our church. I am here to tell you, you need more of Jesus than you've ever needed before. Why is that? Because you keep claiming this is going to be the best year. If this is the biggest year you've ever had, you're going to fight the biggest Goliaths you've ever fought. If this is going to be the biggest year of promise, you're going to have some of the deepest valleys. And I'm not trying to get through today's valleys on yesterday's anointing. I need Jesus to be formed afresh in my life and bigger. Somebody say expand. Expand to spread, to stretch out, to unfold. Isn't it amazing? The tough love of the mother eagle, who begins to make the nest uncomfortable when it's time for those fledgling eagles to leave the nest. 2019 is going to be the year that you soar and the year that you quit pecking and running with the chickens. It's going to be the year that you soar above the storm, that you're going to go higher than you've ever been in Jesus. This is the year. And you say, well, it feels uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for a reason, baby. You've been in the nest too long. The nest is stinky. The nest is dirty. And you will die in the nest if you don't unfold your wings, expand Jesus, and start to fly. So the mother eagle pushes them. If making the nest doesn't make it, if making the nest uncomfortable doesn't get the job done, she says, look over there, look down there. And when that little eaglet looks over, whap. It's tough love. But that eagle would never learn to fly if it didn't go through the difficult places. That eagle would plummet and splatter on the ground if it did not expand and start flying and start using what was always there but was not unfolded. Oh, that's good for somebody today. See, some of us are asking for God to do a new thing. Everything you needed was already there. You just got to expand it. You just got to put it to use. You've got to unfold what God's given you. This is only the only time that I like preaching about the Eagles, because if I could, I'd preach about the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Y'all knew it was coming. Y'all knew it was coming. To expand, what you have is enough. I thought I'd get a better amen right there. See, we don't like that preaching. You know why we don't like that preaching, Sister Tanya? Because that means it's all on us. If I have what I need, I can no longer blame God for the way my life is going. Some of us don't need something new. Some of us need to expand, enlarge, stretch, lengthen, strengthen what we already have. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, fly high. This is another definition for expand. I love this one. To express something more fully and in greater detail. When you allow Christ to be formed in your life. See, some of us stopped at the altar and he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord. Sister Gloria, one of the greatest things I love about Jesus is he's detailed. The intricate parts of my life he's involved in. He said, I want to give you life, eternal life. That's a biggie. That's the biggest. But he said, life in abundance. That means if I don't feel good, he said, I'm involved in that. If you allow me to expand in greater detail, I'll hit the delicate. I'll hit the intricate parts of your life. I'll hit the parts that nobody even knows are there. I'll hit the parts that your wife don't know are there. I'll hit the parts that your church don't know are there. I'll hit the parts that your doctor doesn't even know are there. Let me give you something to shout about. We shout about all that. We just shouted about Brother Kevin overcoming all of those medical issues. But let's just give God a shout for how many times we were healed in 2018 and we didn't even know anything was in there. There's some cancers you didn't even know were there until you expanded. I praise God for what he's done, but oh, let me give him the highest praise for the things that I don't know that he did, that he did, that I won't know that he did until I get to heaven. Somebody ought to give God the greatest praise since you walked in here for the things that we don't know that have been done, that have been done. Man. All right, that's the intro. Let's get to the meat. I got 7 minutes left. So what has to happen for us to expand in 2019? Pastor, you talking about bringing more people to church? I could be, but that's not it. Are you talking about me getting out of debt? I could be, but that's not all. I'm talking about expanding Jesus. Expanding Jesus in this church where they don't even have to come to an altar. When they shake hands with the parking attendant, they get laid out in the parking lot. When they look at the greeter and the greeter hugs them, they get a healing touch out in the lobby. Where you don't have to wait for the worship team to strike the first chord. You don't have to wait for some pastor or bishop to lay hands on you. I'm talking about expanding. Jesus. So what has to happen? This is what has to happen. Isaiah 54:1, sing, O barren that did not bear. God said, if you don't have what you need, sing. If you're living in lack, sing. If you don't have what you thought you'd have, sing anyway. And here's what's interesting. He doesn't say, sing if you have everything. Sing if you just came out of the greatest year of your life. He said, I'm talking to the barren people. I'm talking to the people that 2018 wasn't your year. I'm talking to the people that every December 31st you say, this is going to be my year, and it's never your year. He said, sing, O barren. Break forth into singing. Oh, my God. And cry aloud. Three things he says. Sing. Break forth and cry aloud. Sing, break forth, and cry. Before we expand, we must sing when we do not have a reason to sing. We must break through the forces that attempt to silence us, because the prophet would say, you better start singing. And then he backs up and says, hold on, you're going to have to break forth into singing. Meaning there's a force in 2019 that is going to do its best to silence your worship, silence your prayer, get your hand to pull back from the service of God. But I'm here to tell you, start singing your song. When they tell you to shut up, get it a little louder. Get you a megaphone. Get you a sound system so that all of hell hears you, so that all the church hears you, so that all of heaven hears you, and so all the world hears you. Sing. Break forth into singing. We don't live in no kumbaya church. I was talking to our contractor that's helping us remodel the building next door. And this is what I told him. I said, we've got to get a floor covering on this new stage, because our drummer, when he starts drumming, that kit will slide. He goes, what do you mean slide? I said, within one song, it'll be 8 feet further than it was when we started that song. He said, what kind of church you having in here? I said, the church like it's supposed to be. We get loud. He says, is it like a rock concert? I said, for Jesus, we get loud. We get crazy. And I want a floor that my drums don't slide. So if we want to praise worship all night, we don't got to chase the drums all over the platform. Break forth. I don't want to be a doomsday prophet, but there's going to be some tough times in 2019. Break forth. I'm going to sing when it's good. I'm going to sing when it's bad. But I ain't going to sing, nobody knows my troubles. I'm going to sing the song of the Lord.
I'm going to sing about the blood of Jesus. I'm going to sing about this is how we overcome. I'm going to talk about how I'm a walking miracle. I'm going to sing like Rachel, this is my breakthrough. I'm going to talk about power in the name of Jesus. I'm going to sing, this is how I worship. This is how I fight my battle. I'm going to sing and break forth. We need to understand when we worship, worship is not spelled W-O-R-S-H-I-P. It's W-A-R-S-H-I-P. I'm not singing just to sing. I am warring. I am breaking into what God said is mine and expanding.
I don't even think I need to talk about crying aloud. Some of you have been silent too long. If you're silent in the church, I know you're silent in the world. If you're silent during this kind of preaching, I know you're silent when the devil's preaching. If you're silent during this worship, I know you're silent out there. You've got to get loud. Woo! Can I go just a little further? Psalm 96:1 says, sing unto the Lord a new song. I've been waiting to preach this for about 6 months here. For those of you that say, I wish we sang the old hymns. What's all this guitar stuff? What's all this loud stuff? Why are they beating those drums? Why does Dr. Till play that saxophone so loud? Let me tell you something. I love the old songs and will always have them intertwined in what we do. But the Bible said in Psalm 96:1, you better sing a new song because I'm doing a new thing. If you want God to do a new thing, you're going to have to sing in a new way and a new song. Oh, I love the blood of Jesus. I love all of that. But there's something about when we start singing, this is how I find my battles. It's a new song for a new day and a new war. Goes on to say, singing to the Lord a new song. Every one of us is a writer. Every one of us is a writer. At the end of worship, just started singing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we're not worthy of your presence, but here you are. God, I thank you for all you've done for me. You say, could you ever sing it again? No, but I can't speak in tongues like I did yesterday. It's a new song for a new day because I'm fighting a new battle. Goes on to say this, sing your song in a strange land. We want God to expand, but we don't want to sing the song of the Lord in the strange place. We have to sing the song when we can see stained glass. We have to sing the song when we have the lyrics. We have to sing the song when other people around us are singing the same thing. But your song is sung greatest in a strange place with strange people. You said, does that mean I need to belt out a few tunes in HEB? I'm not telling you to do that, but that might be nice. Call me. Let me know where you're going to be. I'd like to watch that. But I'm talking about your praise. Praise brings Jesus to where you are, expands him where you are. Sing a new song, sing in a strange land. Can we go just a little further? To expand, we must declare and we must prophesy. Declare and prophesy. You say, I don't know how to do that. If you don't know how to declare and prophesy, you don't know how to pray. Because declaration and prophecy is what we do in prayer. We must declare and prophesy into the season that we're stepping into. Declare means this, to release by voice. See, I'm a preacher on Sunday morning, but I never quit being a saint. When I leave this building today and when I get home tonight and Tuesday when I'm 2 days into this fast and I'm wanting to go to Whataburger, I'm going to have to start declaring when my flesh is weak. I've got to declare. When I'm barren, I have to declare. When I don't see what I want to see, I have to declare. When I don't have what I want to have, I have to declare. To release my voice, you have to know this. The Word of God is voice activated. You can think it all you want. You can meditate it all you want, but when you start calling those things that are not as though they are, Jesus shows up to make sure that his word is carried out and does not return void. Matthew 21, 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not do as much as done to this fig tree, but also if you shall say unto the mountain, Be removed and cast in the sea, it shall be done. 2019, if you want Jesus to expand, you're going to have to open your mouth. And when you open your mouth, obscenities can't come out. Blessing and cursing cannot proceed from the same place. When you open up your mouth, division, racism, bigotry, discord, strife cannot come out. If you don't have anything nice to say, keep your mouth shut. But if you don't have anything nice to say, you ain't been spending time with God. Because if I'm in his word, I've got something nice to say. If I'm worshiping his name, I got something nice to say. And you might not be able to say something great about them, but you can say, bless their heart, Jesus. That's better than cussing them out. You want to make somebody mad in the middle of a fight? Just tell them, I'm going to pray for you. Y'all need Jesus declaring, moving mountains. Not just opening your mouth, but what you say. Matthew 18, 19, Jesus said, Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. The word of God is voice activated. We must declare. And we must prophesy. Prophecy is the release of the word of God, the release of the written word of God, a personal revelation that God has given you and about yours and about what's in front of you. Prophecy, there's three things we must declare and prophesy in 2019. Number one, we've got to declare and prophesy the promises of God. 3,500 plus promises. That means there are 10 promises a day the entire year that are for you and your household. That's what you've got to start talking about. Quit complaining about Washington. Quit complaining about the last president, this president, or the next president. Quit complaining about things that you cannot physically change. The only way you can change them is to vote your spirit, your conscience, but to pray for them after you get them and do what you need to do every day, which is open your mouth and declare the blessings and the promises of God. Don't complain, declare. Don't complain, prophesy. Number two, the next thing we should declare and prophesy, who God says you are. I'm anointed, more than a conqueror. I am above and not below. I am first and not last. I'm appointed. He knew me. He sanctified me. He ordained me. That is who I am. When I find out that who I am, even when it doesn't match what I see in the mirror, that's what I'm going to declare and prophesy. Because when I declare the word of God and prophesy the word of God, Jesus is expanded in my life. And if Jesus is expanded in me, I'm going to start looking more like him. Number three, we must declare and prophesy the vision God has given you. Say it's too crazy. Not crazy enough. As big as your dreams are, they could be bigger. Joseph talked about his dreams so much that his own brothers tried to kill him. There's going to be some people that went, and that's a lot of times why we don't open up our mouth about what God has promised us and where God is taking us, because we know there's going to be some detractors and some haters. Listen, you should be nourished by the boos of the haters of your life. You should know that the moment I step out and do something great for God, everybody that's not doing anything is going to have something to say about what God has told me or given me to do. Well, ask the praise team to come. Four things. Enlarge, stretch, lengthen, and strengthen. We read this in verse 2 many times. You've heard this preached many times, but the greatest revelation, and I don't know if I have time to get there today, is verses 3, 4, 5, and 6, because it tells us what we're preparing for. We're enlarging our space. When you read that word enlarging and you study it out, enlarging not only means to get more and possess more, it means to clear the space that you already have. if you are to buy a lot in the hill country, you are going to have to clear that lot before you can build. Enlarging your place means I'm getting it ready for God to build in me what he's promised to build in me. And in the first few days of this year, that's why we're going to fast the next 10 days. What are we doing? We are enlarging our place of inhabitation. I'm getting rid of some things. I'm moving some furniture around. I'm trading some things off. I'm getting rid of some baggage that I came into 2019 with, so that when God shows up, he does not have an excuse not to build it. Enlarge, stretch. When I was in high school, played a lot of basketball. That was back when I was 160 pounds. I was decent for a little white guy. My coach used to always tell me, Fender, you need to stretch. I don't need to stretch. I don't need to stretch because I'm 160 pounds and I'm 16 years old. If you tell me to walk briskly from here to the back door, I'm going to spend 10 minutes stretching. Me and Brother Jerome used to play a lot of basketball together. He'd show up at the gym 30 minutes early. We run a couple games. He's on the side doing. Brother Jerome, I apologize for any smirks I ever made, anything I said, because I now know when you get to a certain age, when you get to that maturity, you understand there's a reason for the stretching. Because if I don't stretch, there's some things that I can't do. If I don't stretch, there's some places I can't. Come on now, I thought you'd help me preach right there. If I don't stretch, I'm going to injure myself this year. You better stretch and get ready. God's getting ready to do something, and he can't do some things until we stretch in faith. He can't do what he wants to do in 2019 until we take a moment, take the next 10 days and fast. Fasting is stretching. Two more. Lengthen your cords. Lengthen. It's the only thing where God says, get something new and add it in. First thing is enlarge. We just take what we have and we move it around and we create space. Second is stretching. That's just us stretching what we already have. This is where he says, add some rope. Add some rope, because what I'm going to do is too big for what you have now. What I'm getting ready to say is too weighty for you. You need to add some. God's getting ready to add some things to you. And let me just tell you, don't get excited about what he adds to you, because that's just the preparation for what he's about to do. So when God does something in the next 30 days, shout about it. But realize that's not it. That's just to prepare you for what he's about to do. And finally, strengthen. Strengthen your stakes. One translation says, drive them deeper. 2019, everybody stand on your feet. Dig your feet in. Dig your feet into the foundation that is only found in Jesus Christ. Jesus, doesn't matter what happens in 2019, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to go back to my vomit. I'm not going to go back to the mud. I'm not going to do all of those things that you warn us against. I'm going to be right where you've called me to be. I am strengthening my foundation. I'm planting my feet. You ought to, listen, Living Way, you ought to just make the devil aware. You can't run me from this church. You can't get me to leave. If somebody's mean to me, I'll go sit on this side. I'll pray for them, but I'm not leaving where you planted me. I'm not leaving the place of the blessing. This is where God is going to expand in your life. If you're ready for Jesus to be expanded, I'm not going to beg you. I just need you to join me right now. Come on, get ready. I thought there'd be three, four, five dozen.